wearing rain jackets and carrying umbrellas, about 1,500 supporters of the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Governor Tim Walz, streamed into the salvage station. The rally, held in the River Arts District of Asheville late Tuesday afternoon, featured several local Democratic leaders before Walz took the stage, including Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer and State House Representative Lindsey Prather. UNC Asheville freshman Stephen Wen introduced Walz, criticizing Trump first.
Donald Trump wants to take us back. But here's the thing, voters. Here's the thing. Young voters know North Carolina is not going back.
Walz took the stage to cheers and a familiar tune, John Mellencamp's Small Town.
Okay, Asheville, you win. You win. My team just said this is the best rally crowd we have seen, and I think they're absolutely right.
During his 40-minute speech, the Minnesota governor plugged his bipartisan work during his time in Congress on issues like transportation, veteran affairs, and helping economies in rural America. He praised what the Biden administration and Harris did to benefit North Carolina.
Vice President Harris served an administration that created 500,000 jobs here in North Carolina. They passed the largest infrastructure act in American history. And that's real jobs and real work. $10 billion to North Carolina to remove lead pipes from all your homes and your businesses. The Alligator River Bridge, replace it. And then bringing what your governor was a leader in and your legislature pushing on, making sure that high-speed broadband is in every corner of the state.
First-time voter Rihanna Scott came to the rally because she says she's excited about the election. Scott is originally from the UK and received her citizenship in June.
It's really exciting, obviously, to be voting for people that I align with and protect a lot of my friends and close buddies' beliefs and values and core rights. So I am really excited to be voting for these people, not just because I have to.
Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance is set to deliver remarks in Raleigh this afternoon. For BPR News, yo soy Jose Sandoval.